Welcome to the Design Break Podcast, a new podcasting experience designed to help you break into the creative world and grow your career. I'm your host, Rocky Rourke, a freelance illustrator and designer, and I'm here to help you. So let's get started. Hello, podcast family, and welcome to a brand new episode of Design Break Podcast. Now, in this episode, we're actually changing things up. We're doing something completely different. We're trying a new type of series within the podcast episode called the AMA series. Now, that's the working title right now. That might change in post-production, or it might change later on. This is going to be a series of quick fire episodes where we go through and we answer certain AMA questions I received over the last year or two from all of my amazing followers on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, etc., and maybe even some questions that have come up from listeners of this very podcast. So without further ado, we're going to start with the very first episode of this. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about a question I received very early on. This is a question that I think is very important and a great way to lead forward in future episodes. Now, the question came in from Instagram. The question is, what do you do if you get discouraged or frustrated with your work? I can definitely tell you, there have been countless times throughout my creative career, going back to when I was a student in high school, all the way to even today, even in fact, just like the other day, I got extremely frustrated with my work. And I have to say that over time, you get this thick skin about you. If things don't go well, if your clients say that something might be crap, or if you might hear someone say, oh, wow, I didn't really like that thing that Rocky did the other day, or someone talks bad about Instagram posts or a dribble shot and everything, you have to develop a thick skin for those. But the best way to kind of get over that or to kind of get through those discouraging moments or those moments where you're feeling frustrated, like you're trying to do an illustration project and you can't get the style quite right. Maybe it has to do with a person's face and the facial expressions aren't working. Or if you're working on a branding project and you keep working hard trying to get these different marks and symbols, or even lettering, like a logo type, and it's just not getting there. It's just not getting quite right. You know, take a step back. Just like breathe, go meditate, go for a walk, go watch a movie, go have lunch, go do something else. Because if you keep powering through that, if you keep going in and going on and just like pushing yourself over and over and over again, then you're just going to get burnt out. You're going to get tired. You're not going to want to continue with all of this. And so the best thing to do is when you're getting frustrated, just take a step back. Now, this is my answer for a lot of things. This is my answer for burnout. It's my answer for when you can't come out with ideas. And that's because this is a simple way to just refocus your mind. When you're having that discouraging moment or you're very frustrated about something that you have to create, the best thing to do is take a giant step back and give yourself some time. Sometimes what I will do is if I'm getting very frustrated with a specific project, I might even do something as simple as just move on to a different project or move on to a different task and try and tackle that. Sometimes I'll go and take a nap. Sometimes I'll read a book. Sometimes I'll watch an episode of American Dad or Family Guy or something like that. Something that will get my mind off of it. Or if I'm really feeling like I need to get out some stress or to get out my frustrations, I'll go for a walk or a run, or I'll play, you know, first-person shooter video games on PS4. But I'll do something that removes my mindset from that specific moment, and I'll go and do something completely different. And so when I do that, when I take myself out of those situations, when I like reframe my mind and I come back half an hour later, an hour later, a day later, a week later, you know, hopefully it doesn't take a week. But when I come back to it again later, my whole mind has changed. My whole outset has changed. Instead of being frustrated, I'm like, okay, I see this illustration is complete crap. Let me see if I can't alter it. Maybe I can make it better. Okay, you know what? Maybe this isn't the right thing I should do. Maybe I should go and recreate it or create something different. And it allows you to let off some steam. It allows you to come at the problem, which is the illustration, the logo, the, you know, website design, whatever it is, with a new outlook. instead of going at it frustrated and everything, where you might end up getting burnt out from one specific thing, you're taking a break. You're looking at it with new sets of eyes. You're able to get so much more done in that. I've been there so many times where I've sat there and I've tried to hammer away at something and I've tried to figure out a different solution. And the one thing that I found is that you can't keep doing that. You know, if you keep doing that over and over again, you're going to get burnt out very quickly. A great little story that I'll leave you with is back in 2014 when I worked at Focus Lab, a branding studio in Savannah, Georgia. I was tasked with working on a branding project. And I was working on this branding project. I was excited about it and everything. The problem was that the client was difficult. There was a cultural and language barrier, and the client would say things like, I want the logo to be more aggressive. I want it to be like a tiger, but not a tiger. And so I kept focusing on that. I kept making logos. I probably made 50 logos in a week at one point for this one specific project, and I just kept getting burnt out. Instead of taking a break, refocusing my mind and attacking the problem from a different perspective, I just kept hammering away to the point where I sat at a table in the office and I just stared at my sketchbook for probably half an hour, about ready to just like completely lose it. And that didn't help anything out. But if I would have taken a step back and gone and done something else or reframed, you know, what I was trying to do, then things probably would have been a lot better. Don't be like old Rocky. Take those moments for yourself, for your sanity, and take a break. That will help you so much when it comes to being discouraged or frustrated with your work. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this very first episode of the AMA series. I really appreciate it. I love the fact that I'm able to do these small little micro episodes. There'll probably be more of these sporadically thrown into the mix each week. I'm going to be recording a bunch of them probably this weekend even. But hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. And let me know if you guys have any questions. Let me know through Instagram, either at my personal Instagram, at the Design Break Podcast Instagram. Send me an email at hello@rockyrook.com and I'll try and answer it. I always try and respond to people if they ever come to me with questions. I love to help as much as possible. All right, guys, thank you so much. And always remember to stay passionate, stay positive, and stay creative. Thank you and have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of the Design Break Podcast. If you guys would like to find the show notes to this episode or any other episodes, please head over to www.designbreakpodcast.com/episodes. This episode of the Design Break Podcast was written and produced by me, Rocky Rourke, with special thanks to my podcast editor, Lorraine Varone. And if you like what you hear so far, please remember to subscribe to the podcast and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to learn more about the Design Break Podcast, follow us on all social platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at The Design Break, for great new content that will be shared beyond just what you hear in this podcast. And if you'd like to see what I'm currently up to, you can follow me on any social media platform at Rocky Rourke.